Happens to be my birthday, so I'm going to play you the YouTube video, the song from the Ting Tings that my brother sent me very first thing this morning. So this is the Ting Tings with Yo Gabba Gabba.
Have a happy birthday, Broby, with the Ting Tings.
To music is awesome!
Here are your community events listings for the week of September 30th to October 6th. Tuesdays are Shindig Night, CITR's 25-year-old Battle of the Bands. Come to the Railway Club for three bands, jokes, and beer. This week's acts are the Living Deadbeats, 3 Oz, and MT40. Thursday, October 1st at 6 p.m., Thunderbird Radio Hell begins on CITR. Tune in for 24 hours of live bands. Also Thursday, there's a guest lecture by Canadian author Thomas King at the Museum of Anthropology from 7 p.m. to 8 p.m. Friday, October 2nd, come to 24 hours of Radio Hell. After party at the Ukrainian Hall. Doors open at 8 p.m. Saturday, October 3rd is the 7th annual Renfrew Ravine Moon Festival. The Harvest Festival begins at 4 p.m. at Slocan Park. There's still time to enter your bounty in the Harvest Fair or make a lantern for the procession. For more information, visit www.stillmoon.org. Also on Saturday, Canadian Women for Women in Afghanistan are hosting a public workshop entitled Courage to Learn, Education for Afghan Women and Girls at the Chateau Granville. For more information or to register, call 604-229-2546 or visit www.cw4wafghan.ca. Sunday, October 4th is the 7th annual Richmond Oxfam Walkathon. Walk or ride to raise funds for the humanitarian food crisis in East Africa. Event takes place at 2 p.m. at Gary Point Park in Richmond. For more info, call 604-278-2543. On Monday, October 5th, as part of the ongoing Green College Anti-Olympic Lecture Series, Professor Chris Shaw will discuss the hidden fourth pillar of the Olympic Games, privatized profits, socialized debt. Come to the Green College Coat House at 6201 Cecil Green Park Road at 5 p.m. to hear this free lecture. This has been your community events listings for the week of September 30th to October 6th.
Good evening. You are listening to Sam Squanch's Hideaway, and I'm your host, Anita B. And I'm going to play us something here, from a new album that we have here at the station. It's called Friends in Bellwoods 2. It's a compilation that is a 2-CD, compilation, of songs from Toronto. And it is basically, I read the little blurb here before. Let's see if I can find it again. Here's the deal. Well, let me first tell you, my name's Anita B. This show here is Sam Squanch's Hideaway. And I'm here until 8. So that's the deal. I'm here till 8. And Canadian music, that is what gets played here for that hour and a half long stretch. Let's see, I will read to you the blurb here. It says, Friends in Bellwoods 2 is a compilation that captures the camaraderie that has formed and leaked out of a bungalow sunk deep in the core of downtown Toronto. I like the bungalows, you know what I'm saying? Bungalows. Very cool. I used to live in a bungalow. Actually, it's a good name for a band, Bungalow. All right, so last time I played us something from this band called, where are they? La Pigeon. And since there's like 40 songs on this CD, it would probably not be in my best interest to play that song, because that would just go to show how narrow-minded I am. But so I'm just going to go kind of randomly nuts here and play song number 9 off the first CD from this comp, again called Friends in Bellwoods 2, which is called Bellwoods, the band. The band is called Bellwoods. Neil on the Apron. But I think I might just go back and play La Pigeon again, and then I'm going to go back and play as something from the D'Urbervilles, which I played last week as well. And this is off the D'Urbervilles are off the second CD from this compilation, again entitled Friends in Bellwoods 2. Okay, so like I said, this here is a band out of Toronto, of course, called Bellwoods. This one, though, however, is Bellwoods with an E. B-E-L-L-E Woods. The compilation is called Friends in Bellwoods with no E. In case you're a spelling nerd like I am. The station here, of course, is CITR 101.9 FM. We are located on the campus here at UBC. This is Bellwoods.
I'm in the bedroom. You're in the yard. As the rain kissed your forehead, as the wind cooled your scars. And hiding in TV, I will make amends. If this love is a tiny lie, you cannot win. If you're in my kitchen, then I'll go. It's you, Neil, on the apron. You put me in your mind. If you call me lover, then I will run like hell.
Listening to C.
Ooh, yeah.
I.
Hi-ya!
T.
Hi-ya!
R.
Woo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo.
101.9 Vancouver.
God damn it, baby. No, I ain't lying to you. I'm only gonna tell you one time. Hi-ya!
A groin grabbingly great station.
Oh, change my mind again. I'm gonna change my mind again. I'm gonna change my mind again. Let's write new rules to this game. Now we're switching to no shame, baby. No more maybe. So stop the cheating and stop taking sides. You've gotta stop the music. Change my mind again. I'm gonna change my mind again. Let's write new rules to the game. Now we're switching and no shame, baby. No more maybes. So stop the cheating.
Right, that right there is a band from the compilation that I've been playing a whole bunch of songs off of just now. The band, well, the compilation, first of all, is called Friends in Bellwoods 2. And the band itself are called, well, I can't find my track listing. That's not what they're called. Where is it? Come on, I can do this. Huh. Well, anyways, oh, it's right here, right? I've already typed it into my little playlist. Okay, so the band is called Bocce. The name of the song is called Inspiration Bellwoods. And then the band before that is called The Dingies. The Dingies. So both those last songs are from, actually, all four of those last songs, one, two, three, four, are from this compilation called Friends in Bellwoods 2. So we heard, like I said, Bocce with the song Inspiration Bellwoods. We heard The Dingies with I think it's called The Right Honorable Stephen Harper. Yep. A band called La Pigeon, who I adore. Their song is called Freezing Rain. And then way back, we started the show with the song Kneel of the Apron from a band called Bellwoods. Okay, now we're going to hear some more from this because I really, really want to get to the song from the D'Urbervilles, which is called Magic Arrow. And that D'Urbervilles song is song number 5. And in case you're thinking, wow, we're hearing a lot from this compilation, I shall be honest with you and tell you that the last song was kind of a mistake because I was using a different CD player and it was only on the play mode of, well, it was on repeat, not repeat, but it was on continual versus single. So before I had a chance to hit it, it was right into the next song. But it was pretty groovy. It was a groovy, upbeat number from Bocce. So here finally is this song that I've been waiting for from the D'Urbervilles, which again is called Magic Arrow. And this show here is called Sam Squanch's Hideaway. I am your host, Anita B. The station is CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. Hey, and if you want to hear something, and if I can find it, and if I deem it cool, I will play it. So give me a call here at 604-822-2487. That would be UBC CITR. You know, when I first started here, it took me a while. I did not understand that 822 was UBC and that 2487 was CITR. So in case you ever forget the number here, it's UBC CITR 822-2487 with an area code of 604. There you go. This is the D'Urbervilles finally on CITR.
Mystic Palm, Gem and Tebro. You escape your magic arrow. Well, I saw you reel them in for miles. You'll each captivate a crooked eye. Sent to prison. Your magic arrow flies precision. We'll be right back.
catch a glimpse, but you won't see.
Hey, Goodwood, I got the photos today. And it shows, and it shows. Two of us have been hanging around. Hanging around. And that's what you told me. That's what you said to me. That's what you told me. That's what you said to me.
Some tough times. Oh, I'm trying to put back to this CD together. This damn Friends in Bellwoods too. I played five songs off it. The CD itself is good, but my God, what is wrong with my head? And it's like got, it's a double CD, right? So it's got that middle inside plastic double-sided, I don't know, hole holder. And it's, I don't know why my brain isn't working. Let me try this again. Oh, there we go. But then I've got to stick this thing in the back. And I don't know why the CD is different than others. Anyways, while I'm doing this, I should tell you who I am. My name is Anita B. This show here is called Sam Squanch's Hideaway. And this is where Canadian music is played. Canadian music for a whole hour and a half until 8 o'clock. So it is now 7:05. That means I have 55 more minutes to play Canadian music. Yes. And speaking of Sam Squanches, I recently watched an episode of the Trailer Park Boys because I haven't watched it in ages. And that's where the term Sam Squanch comes from, in case you're wondering. But off the show. But it was way funnier than I ever recall. And I don't know why I stopped watching the Trailer Park Boys to begin with. Ugh, I'm dropping CDs. I'm having problems here. But my God, they have a new movie out called Countdown to Liquor Day, which I have not yet seen. I hear it's supposed to be pretty funny. So there you go. That's my little bit about the Trailer Park Boys. And why is it these CDs are so messed up? And in between me doing these CDs, my husband keeps calling like multiple times. Where'd you get the Art Bergman CD, man? Art Bergman, it's a new one. Look it up. I can't find it. Well, okay, then he calls back again. It's called Lost. It's released in 2009. It's all of his 1986 original recordings. I'm like, okay, but I can't find it. You can call again and try, but I don't know if I can find it. Anyways, I might be able to find it. So please be like my husband and call. Bug me, please bug me. I'm just teasing you. He's not bugging me. I like it when he rarely ever listens to my show. Now that's called support, isn't it? When your own husband never listens to your show. I'm busy taking care of the kids. Well, is it tough to turn the radio on in between? I like to tease him. I think he might actually be listening now. I can't believe it. So, anyways, I should tell you who I just played. By the way, that might be nice, wouldn't it? Since this is a radio show that plays music. Okay, the last band we just heard was The Battles with the song Lycanthropy. I play that song a fair amount because I love it. And it's from the Mint record. It's a compilation called The Good Jacket Presents Vancouver Special. So there you go. The Battles. Love them, love them, love them. Okay, and then before that, we heard another local band called The Safety Show with the song The Uninvited from their new album, Blackwater. It's a good song. It's a good band. It's a good CD. Yes, and they're good people. I know all of them, except I think maybe one. So I can vouch for, I don't know, maybe 4/5 of the band. I think there's that many, something like that. And then before that, they're D'Urbervilles with the song Magic Arrow. From the album Friends in Bellwoods 2. All right. I think I've covered it all. My bases are covered. It's now 7:07. Look at me. It was 7:04. Now it's 7:07. Ah, my brain. This has been a really tough day for me, I got to tell you. Long, long day, but it's okay. It's sort of, I managed to sort of pull my act together. I'm a high school teacher, and let me tell you how my day started off. Let me just tell you. Let me share. I had a class that was, ESL math. Now, ESL math comprises mostly of students from generally all over the world, oftentimes Asia, different parts of Asia, mind you, so they don't speak the same kind of Asian language, and their math abilities are all over the map, literally all over the map. We have Vietnamese hill kids, who are often uneducated. We have Korean and highly functioning Chinese mathematician wizards. So it was my job to teach these guys math. I had some students who were like, what is this sign? And it's like a multiplication. I'm like, multiply, you know, multiply. Put the groups of things together and get an answer. Total blank stare, like, I don't know what that means. Other kids who are, you know, into calculus, high level, whatever. So long story short is they needed to flip the schedule around, the timetable at my school. And the principal or the VP comes down and is like, can you teach Science 9? And I'm like, you know, I can teach Science 9 if you take away my ESL math. And he's like, bingo, guess what? That's exactly the course or the block I was needing you to switch. I'm like, okay, no problem. So I do that. So I agree to do this. And then this morning was this old switcheroony. Unfortunately, no one told my sweet group of ESL math kids. And when the time came this morning, it was just awful and horrific. There's two separate classes of Science 9 confused, and only one needed to be in my classroom, switching to being me as their teacher. And then I didn't even get a chance to say goodbye to my ESL math kids. I was like, okay, everyone stand up and go in the hallway. I'm sorry. I'll see you later, maybe. It was terrible because they were really, really nice kids. In the end, I ended up really liking them, and I kind of like teaching them after all that, after all this complaining. Oh, well, if any of my ESL former math students are listening, which I highly doubt, hasta la vista, baby. But I had no Spanish speakers, so I guess that doesn't matter. Okay, so enough of my day. That's how my day started. Gaze. We're going to listen to some Gaze. If you're American, Z-E. If you're Canadian, G-A-Z-E. And if you don't care, I like Z. I was raised on American Sesame Street, so Z is way more fun, I think, than Z. Z. G-A-Z-E. That's what I'm going with. Gaze. They have an album released that I'm going to play right now back in 97. Nope, 98 on K Records out of Olympia. They're very cool girls. Mitsumiro. is the name of the album. And let's see, we are going to hear the song, how about Bob Again. That's a good song. Yes. So that's what we're gonna listen to now. And Miko Hoffman was one of the singers, I guess you could say the lead singer of this band. She's a lovely, wonderful voice, and I used to share my show with her. Well, she used to share her show with me. Yes, up till about a year ago or so, I think, something like that. We alternated. Well, I did three of the shows, she did one, if that makes sense. I miss her. She's a nice girl. She's now out in New West, if you'd like to stalk her. I shouldn't give out any more information. I don't know. Anyways, the station here is CITR 101.9 FM. To my husband, Rolf, I'm still looking for this Art Bergman. I may or may not find it. And to the rest of you, this here is Gaze on CITR.
Oh,
And it will not leave my head. Ah, it's so catchy and it's so perfect. I love the Pixies like guitars. Love them because I love the Pixies. So good for you guys. And yay, that was Metric. And let's see, they have a new album out. It is called Fantasies. And that song is Help, I'm Alive, which is song number one from that album. And they were just recently nominated for a Polaris Music Prize, for the Polaris Music Prize of 2009. They did a show at the Polaris show. So they performed at the Polaris show, which I think was in Toronto. I'm sure it was. Of which Grant Lawrence hosted. Grant Lawrence, a local fabulous Vancouverite who fronted slash fronts the Smugglers. And from what I understand, they have not broken up, but they aren't really necessarily still together. They're just kind of in limbo. They're still there. Love the Smugglers too. Anyways, there you go. That was Metric. And then let me tell you though, who won the prize, if you didn't hear this. This band who are out of, I think it's Prince George. I'm sure it's either Prince Rupert or Prince George, you know, but I think it's Prince George. And I think I can say it on air. I think I can. From what I understand, being like a DJ on Canadian airwaves, you can say the band if that's what they're called. And they are called Fucked Up. That is the name of the band. The album that they have out is called The Chemistry of Common Life. And they won the 2009 Polaris Music Award, Music Prize, which I think it's $20,000. I think so. And what else I think? I'm such a good DJ owner. I think. This is what I think. No. And from, okay, so these guys from the band Fucked Up, I believe that they are going to, this is what they said, they are going to donate their money from the proceeds of the album that they will record in the future from that money, right? To either missing women, I think missing particularly Native women. Yes. They're from Prince George, so I've heard them talk about the Highway of Tears, which is obviously very sad. That's the highway that leads, I do believe, up to Prince George, where there are many missing women, a lot of them Native. So there you go. That's the story. Yes, I missed the actual performance, of which I do believe, hey, Joel Plaskett played, right? And I have some Joel Plaskett right here for us. I heard he played with his dad. That's what I heard. Okay, so what am I going to play? I'd like to play Joel Plaskett. He's good. He's a good guy. Joel Plaskett, of course, is out of Halifax and used to be one of the front men of Thrush Hermit, who I think are my favorite Canadian band ever. There's a few other bands that are close, but I think it's official, Thrush Hermit. No one can really touch them. So, I'm going to play something from, I think, CD number 3. And I say that because, okay, here's the theme of his newest release. It's called 3, and it's got 3 CDs. And guess how many songs are on each CD? Well, 3 squared, which is 9. So there's a 3. The square root of 9, which is 3. And many of the songs are one-word songs, but repeated 3 times. As in, rollin', 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 on and on and on, rewind, rewind. Okay, we're going to hear Precious, Precious, Precious. There you go. That's what we're going to hear right now. And you can't not love Joel Plaskett. I like to describe him as like a teen heartthrob. Or for me, myself, a 20s heartthrob. Yeah, I had a big crush on him, but, nothing came of it. All right. There you go. Enough about Joel Plaskett and my imaginary love affair. This is Joel Plaskett here. You are listening to CITR 101.9. Ooh, but I should tell you that this show here is called Sam Squanch's Hideaway, in case you're curious and you want to podcast the show, download it or subscribe or whatever you podcast people do. Sam Squanch's Hideaway. I'm Anita B. There you go. Canadian music. And again, Joel Plaskett on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. What am I thinking?
About volunteering with Big Sisters? Maybe now is the time. Big Sisters of BC Lower Mainland provides girls aged 7 to 17 with a champion, a mentor who's there to simply be their friend and cheer them on. Become a study buddy tutor and spend 1 hour a week helping your little sister learn to love school. Or become a big sister and spend 3 fun hours a week just hanging out with your little sister. If you're age 19 or older, please visit bigsisters.bc.ca to find out more. Maybe now is the time.
My name is Natasha. I am a robot now. I am playing with my breast again. Nothing to do, nothing to do. Sometimes I listen to Misery Hour with Hans Close Wednesday at 11 before midnight. I don't think I like it.
Well, I was born to say execute. flat. Just sliver open, pet that cat. Suck that back, melt that mat. Just relax, wanna take a bath. Ah, play like a guitar hero. Tolerance from low to zero. Get you off that rubber Shapiro. Talk to me to zero. Let's get suspect, let's get ripped. Every little defect gets respect. Must protect what you expect. Quicker on the reflex, hit the deck. Let's get suspect, let's get ripped. Every little defect gets respect. Must protect what you expect. Quicker on the reflex, hit the deck. Let's get suspect, let's get ripped.
That right there was, of course, I know this, the pointed sticks. I forgot to write it down on my little list here. How irresponsible. That was the pointed sticks with the song Real Thing, who I quite like. That's the pointed sticks from the album Last Call, Vancouver Independent Music, 1977 to 1988. This here is a Zulu Records double compilation CD, which is awesome. a total of 48 songs. Count them, 48 songs that chronicle music from Vancouver in the late 70s all the way through to 88. Very cool. You have to have it if you don't already. All right. So before that, and let me note to myself, write a note to myself. Yes, we have to keep that in there so that they get their little, what's it called? SOCAN credit. You know, that's how it works. Okay. So that was the, I was going to say the Gruesomes, but no, they're coming up next, but that was the Pointed Sticks. Okay. Before that was Peaches, the title track from her new album, I Feel Cream. Yes. A good song. And then before that, the Pink Mountaintops. The song we heard was Execution from their new album, Outside Love. And Joel Plaskett was in there to start that little set off with the song Precious, Precious, Precious from his new album, 3. My lips are feeling very dry and like they're sticking together. I think I'm having some sort of disability in the DJ department. Isn't that weird? What about people? I mean, I talk all day because I'm a teacher. But people who talk all day, like, or people that do like 4-hour radio shows, 6-hour radio shows. If my mouth is feeling kind of weird and I'm feeling slightly like burnt out now, I've had just a really long day. Not to say that I would be burnt out on Canadian music, of course not. But I'm just feeling kind of bleh, just kind of insane in the membrane. It's been crazy. Like I'm going to have an aneurysm or stroke coming on soon. That's how my days have been going lately. But in case you're wondering who I am too, my name is Anita B and this is my show here. It's called Sam Squanch's Hideaway. I'm just doing a lot of rambling. That's okay. It's my show. I can ramble. All right. So 101.9 FM is the station. That would be CITR that we are broadcasting from here, located at the on the campus of UBC. Okay. So the Gruesomes, that is who we're going to be hearing now. The band out of Montreal. They had their heyday back in, I don't know, the early to mid 80s. And very stylish, very cool. But if you look back, they kind of sort of had a Ramones-y kind of look going on. But not always were they consistently cool looking. For example, this is a, yes, this is a reissue. It's called Hey. And you kind of have, like, when you look at the band, the portrait of the band on this one really kind of cool looking guy and three guys looking like they're living, you know, in the, early to mid 80s, more like late 80s. But it looks like there's, what's that second one called? Well, let's see. Tyrants of Teen Trash. Very cool looking. Then I think it's just called the Gruesomes or, self-titled one. This one, they're not quite as cool looking here. Yeah, but there you go. Okay, this is released on Ricochet Sound. That's the label. And we're going to hear the song. What are we going to hear? Thanks for Nothing. There you go. And there you go. I thank you for everything. Thank you to all the people that listen to this show. And I'm here for another 19 minutes, at which point Val comes in. Of course, we are talking about Val Cormier and her show, Folk Oasis. That's right. And then so she's here from 8 till 10, and then from 10 until 11 is Sexy in Van City, and that is Caroline's show. There you go. That's the order of things to come. And until then, here are the Gruesomes on CITR 101.9 FM.
You don't have a friend. Gentlemen, welcome to
fun.
While
fun
cloaks itself in a plethora of disguises, its favorite mantle still remains
fun. Fun
devours all it touches, its voracious appetite rarely fulfilled. Yet
fun
doesn't only destroy, it creates and molds as well. Let's examine closely then this dangerously evil creation, this new breed. But a word of caution, handle with care and don't drop your guard. This rapacious new breed prowls both alone and in packs, operating at any level, any time, anywhere, and with anybody. Who are they?
CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Say them now, cause I can make them mine. You're all that I needed to make it by. The place where we once lived our lives. The place where we once lived our lives.
All right, there is a pretty song right there from Hayden called The Place Where We Lived from his new album of the same name. All right, and then before that we heard some sort of adrenaline pumping music there from Sam and Blaster with the song Freeway. The drums are my favorite. Love the drums in that song. And you know what? I'm all about the drums lately. You know, good songs have good drums. Just like I played another really good song earlier tonight, of course, that song by Metric called Help, I'm Alive. It's the drum beat is killer. That is what makes that song, right? Same with Sam and Blaster, Freeway. Anyway, Sam and Blaster, in case you're curious, they are a band out of London, Ontario. Their self-titled album was released back in 96, yes. And they kind of had a short-lived flash in the pan kind of, existence, like, success. Okay, my lips are sticking together and my throat is really dry and I'm wearing contacts, so I'm sure those are going to get dry next. Okay, but I only have 5 minutes. Okay, so I can get through this. That was Sam and Blaster. Usually doing a radio show is pure joy, and I'm not just saying that. It's like, but tonight I'm just like, ah. Okay, so Sam and Blaster, before that, The Gruesomes with the song Thanks for Nothing from their reissue called Hey. And then Peaches was in there. Maybe I said that, though. I already said that. See, I'm losing my mind. But I do have to tell you about some full-on excitement, and that would be tomorrow night. And that is 24 hours of Radio Thunderbird Radio Hell with the lovely, sweet darling. Everyone loves Ben Lai. We love Ben Lai. He does his show, and I should know the time off the top of my head. Yes, I do. I think it's 7. Hey, Ben, what time's your show on it? Okay, well, I think it's 7. Oh, I should know this. What's wrong with me? You know what? I have a sheet right here. Let me take a look here. Okay. So they are doing 24 hours of radio live, though. Music. Live music is what I'm trying to tell you here. Okay, what time is his show on? Oh, back in the day, I even played on that show. Hold on. Oh, Thunderbird Radio Hell. I saw the whole lineup. Hey, what time does Thunderbird Radio's Hell start at? Do you know?
I think it goes all day.
Ah, here it is. Hosted by Ben at 9. Okay, so sorry. I was just trying to figure out. So tomorrow night, your typical show starts at 9. Every 9. Every Thursday at 9. Every 9. I'm wrong. Okay, but for 24 hours, it is going to be music. Music, music, live. Live. Poor Ben. Is he going to be here for 20? Is he going to be here for 24 hours, do you think? Oh, I hope not, for his sake. But here are the highlights. So at 1 o'clock a.m., that would be very early on Friday morning, is going to be this band who I adore. They're so funny. They're called 42, and they've been around for, like, eons on the Vancouver scene. But they kind of just, like, rear their ugly head. That doesn't come out right. They sort of pop up, like, once every 14 months or so, and they are a duo. And what are they? Yeah, guitar and drums. And they're playing. I'm so excited. So listen to specifically at 1 o'clock, 1 o'clock a.m. Friday morning to 42. I think that'll be the highlight. And I think they played. I'm sure they did. I know they did. They played in what's Shindig. My brain is officially shut off. Shindig. That's the battle of the bands, isn't it there, Val?
Yes, it is.
Wasn't I involved in that one time? Hey, wasn't I a winner at one point?
One
hey, how can I forget that little battle of the bands thing? Yeah, Shindig. Oh, 42 played Shindig against my band way, way back in the day, like 1998, I think it was. I really thought they should have won. I really thought 42 should have won, but they lost. Poor guys. They lost to us. My band, in case you're keeping score at home, is called Clover Honey. We are no longer together. But anyways, so 42, love them, are crazy. That's my recommendation for the next 48 hours. Listen to 42. Okay, there you go. I think I'm done. I think I am completely stick a fork in me. I'm done. You finally get Val. You get some, your radio savior. Ah, with Folk Oasis. This is the time to enjoy yourself. To not listen to this awful show any longer. Okay, here we go. So, I'm going to be back in 2 more weeks, and that's how that works, always. And what else do I need to tell you? Val's on now, of course. Val Cormier and CITR. It is wild. But anyways, I will see you all in 2 weeks. My name is Anita B. This show here, Sam Squanch's Hideaway. This is your 1.5 hours of Canadian music fun.
Listen, radio is an important means of communicating 3,000 years of habit in terms of diapering of babies.
Well, please tell me more.
Because radio reaches people, including...